Fairbanks is getting some much-needed rain, the first appreciable precipitation since June. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Fisher says the moisture and cooler temperatures will slow wildfires, but there will only be minimal relief from smoke.
You know, there's a lot of sources pretty much in all quadrants from Fairbanks, so almost it really doesn't matter which way the wind blows. We're probably going to be staying smoky for a while.
Fisher says a high-pressure system with dry air and warmer temperatures is expected to build back into the area by Saturday, again raising the threat of more burning across a region that's already seen more than 2.5 million acres consumed by wildfire this summer. Heavy smoke is hampering fire operations, including at the Hard Luck Creek Fire, 25 miles northwest of Fairbanks. State Information Officer Pete Buist says aircraft can't fly, but ground crews continue to work to protect more than 30 structures along the Chattanooga River and secure the fire's flank near developed areas on Murphy Dome.
Starting a dozer line from Murphy Dome down to the Chattanooga to try and prevent any potential spread to the east.
Buist says work on the roughly 7-mile dozer line began overnight. He says additional firefighters and suppression resources are on the way, but conditions have hampered their deployment.
Smoke has had an impact on air traffic at Fairbanks International, and so there will be some issues from that in terms of incoming personnel.
The Hard Luck Creek Fire and the Crazy Mountain and Rail Belt Fire complexes are the top resource priorities among 15 staffed wildfires in the state. Governor Sean Parnell was in Fairbanks yesterday to get a briefing from state fire managers. Chief of Fire and Aviation Lynn Wilcock told the governor and a group of state commissioners that elevated activity in the lower 48 is starting to limit available resources.
Earlier in the year was no problem. They weren't having much fire activity down south, so we were getting anything we wanted. Now we are competing for resources.
The state has upped preparedness to the highest level and is requesting elite Type 1 management teams in anticipation of things getting worse. Two additional air tanker planes are being brought in from Canada and more crews from the lower 48. Wildfire smoke severely degraded air quality in Fairbanks overnight. Borough air quality specialist Jim Connor says conditions peaked at over 1,000 milligrams micrograms per cubic meter after 10 p.m. last night.
For 2 hours last night, it actually went off scale. That means that we were well beyond the hazardous levels.
Connor says sensitive groups like the sick, the elderly, and children should remain inside during such events, and everyone else should avoid exertion. He says today's rain has improved air quality somewhat.
The rain is knocking the big particles out of the air, but it's still leaving a lot of the fine particulate that we measure and that makes it hard for us to breathe.
Connor says air quality has improved from hazardous to unhealthy in Fairbanks. The wildfire smoke has reduced visibility, and that's making for dangerous driving conditions. State Department of Transportation spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says a travel advisory has been issued discouraging driving on the Parks Highway between Anderson and Esther.
The visibility there is horrible as a result of the smoke from wildfires. If you must travel the Parks Highway, we're asking that you decrease your speed to 35 miles per hour at the very most. Make sure that you're driving with your lights on and be very, very cautious. The smoke in this area is really thick and it's very low on the road, so the visibility is just, it's almost zero.
Bailey says conditions are also poor on other roads in the region, including sections of the Dalton and Steese Highways and Chena Hot Springs Road.